Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress. That's almost 3,000 hours. Start sleeping comfortably on a new Serta mattress. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com. With our lowest price guarantee and our 100-night trial, your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice in Serta mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com. twobrothersmattress.com.
And welcome to Your Utah. I'm Taylor Powers. That is Ethan Miller to bring you all things on the Wasatch Front. We told you we were going to do this.
Yep.
We're going to have an episode all about the Thanksgiving Day races.
I still think it's amazing that we're coupling amateur foot races with Thanksgiving, which is like just the biggest glutton holiday. I just think that's a really cool kind of juxtaposition of events. You know what I mean?
I personally don't think I would ever run a race on Thanksgiving morning. Just me personally.
Why not?
Well,
you don't like doing fun things?
I am like the designated person in my family that like they expect me to be at the house at 7 a.m. to help them cook.
Oh, I see. You've got other duties.
I've got other duties.
Got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
I got to be cooking all day long.
That's fair. What's your specialty?
Well, one year I made sweet potato thing, you know, with the sweet potatoes and the marshmallows.
Yeah.
I made that, and everybody went crazy, and now I have to make it every single year.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, yeah, I want to try this.
See, that's how family traditions become a prison.
Yeah.
You can't escape.
Yeah.
What you should have done is you should have just made them terrible.
Made it really bad.
You're
really
not
bad.
On the hook.
Yeah. But yeah, I have to make that every year, and then there's tons of other things that I am responsible for.
Cool.
So that's me. But so if you have other responsibilities or you are definitely not interested in running on Thanksgiving, then you probably shouldn't even listen to this episode.
No. Just skip right past it.
Yeah. But we're going to talk about a few of the big ones in Utah County, Salt Lake County.
Davis County.
Yep. And then give you some insights into where else you can go to find a race close by. Where should we start?
Well, why don't we start with yours?
Okay. I'm going to do the Cold Turkey Run. This is a big one every year. It's and they have it in two places. They've got it in City Creek, and that's a 6K, and then they have it in Mill Creek as a 5K. So you can go to either one. And this is going to be on Thanksgiving morning, November 23rd, 2017. It starts at 9 a.m., so a little bit later. Some of them start at, you know, like 8 a.m.,
right.
So you got to get up there bright and early. But this one's a little bit later.
Okay.
So the City Creek one, this is actually going to be something that I'd be into if I were to run.
if you weren't up to your elbows in yams. Right, okay,
yeah.
Got it.
So the City Creek one starts at the Capitol and finishes at Memory Grove, which sounds really short because they're right next to each other. But it's going to go all the way through Memory. It's going to like wrap around City Creek and then go into Memory Grove. So they're going to have a whole map out. And then the Mill Creek one is going to start and finish at the Olympus Hills Shopping Center. So.
Awesome.
You can run and then get a head start on the Black Friday shopping because I'm sure all the stores are going to have Black Friday shopping starting at Thursday at noon.
Yeah. Just in time to bail on Thanksgiving dinner completely.
Yeah.
Well, those are some, I think those are some good ones.
Yeah.
Some
and
really good ones.
My favorite part about races is the event afterwards.
Yeah.
Usually in my book, when you see tents, you know, like pop-up tents, Easy ups, that always means free stuff.
Yeah.
So if there's a race that doesn't include like at least 10 tents, I'm not even going to register.
You don't even consider it.
No. So I always check and see how many sponsors there are and if the sponsors are things that I would want free stuff. And so their two main sponsors are Kashi, the like granola and healthy foods, and Einstein Bros Bagels. So you can expect some samples from them. So I'd be into this one.
Bagels and granola. It's always heavy carbs. When you come off that finish line, everyone's like, pancake breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's... bacon and donuts.
Yeah.
But... in addition to the free food, they're going to have an award ceremony. They're going to have free massages.
Jeez.
Live music. A lot of other things to really enjoy your Thanksgiving morning.
Awesome.
So you can go online to sports-am.com/cold-turkey-run. Or just look up the Cold Turkey Run 2017.
Yeah, Google it. Yeah, you get there a lot faster.
Once you get on the website, you can look at the course map. They've got some discounts. The entry fee right now is $35 per person. Kids, there's also a kids run, and that's only a 1K, and that's $15.
Cool.
And then they've got all the other information for what they're going to have and how you can participate. That looks pretty cool.
Well, and you know what the cool thing about these 5Ks is? You can walk them.
You can totally walk.
You know, a 5K is something you can walk, and even if you're doubling the time of the runners, it still doesn't take you a heck of a long time.
No.
You know, kind of keep your pace up, and you totally walk it.
You do you.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, I've got a race down in Utah County. I've got one race up in Davis County. So stand by for what they're calling the Thankful 13 on your Utah. All right, they're calling it the Thankful 13, and this is, of course, another one of these runs for a good cause. This is on the Jordan River Parkway Trail down in Lehi, Utah, on Thanksgiving morning. The half marathon starts at 8, the 5K starts at 8:30, and the kids' run starts at 11. So they've got medals for all the finishers for all the races. And they have long sleeve shirts for all the runners.
That's awesome.
So you're going to get, if you finish, you're going to get a medal and a shirt. If you just register, you're going to get the shirt. I love how they note they have long sleeve shirts.
I was going to say, because most times it's just the short sleeve, and long sleeve really makes a difference, especially this time of year when it's a little chilly.
Well, and you know what's kind of cool is for the Thankful 13, a lot of costuming. Huge amount of costumes. So this is one of those where you see people getting out and just having a good time and getting crazy, getting goofy.
Cool.
A Thanksgiving morning tradition for the whole family. That's what they call it.
I love it.
Yeah, it seems really cool. It seems really cool. Mm-hmm. So there you go. There's a heavy charity element to it as well. They donate to the Now I Can Foundation. And it is a physical therapy-oriented foundation. So, for children with cerebral palsy, things like that. So it's very cool, very good work. Your registration money is going to go to a very good cause. Go to thankful13.com for all the details on that. That's Thanksgiving morning. And then, so that's down in northern Utah County. And then southern Davis County has the South Davis Racing Series, and they've got one that is on Thanksgiving Day as well, on November 23rd. So if you're up in the South Davis area, they call it the Turkey 10K, the Family 5K, and the Gobbler 1K.
The Gobbler.
For the little kids.
Yeah. Okay.
So the Turkey 10K and the Family 5K kick off at 8 a.m. and the Gobbler 1K is at 8:45. Now, both of these events do have entry fees, but they're pretty reasonable, and you shouldn't let that discourage you.
No, it's going to a good cause, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and plus, these are really cool community events.
Yeah. Yeah. Get out there with all your neighbors and do something really great on Thanksgiving. You're giving thanks and you're supporting a good cause and you're getting some exercise.
Yeah, you get out there, get the blood flowing, and who knows? That might be the difference between you having a heart attack or not having a heart attack
after
later in the day.
After you eat that turkey.
Yeah. You know, sometimes Sometimes that. Sometimes you're sitting on a razor thin line,
especially when everyone's doing deep fried turkeys.
Yeah, you could go either way.
You got to be careful.
Give yourself every advantage. All right, the grand finale race.
One more. The 12th annual Utah Human Race. Oh, the crowd goes wild. It's a 5K and a 10K. And
oh no, my computer just closed. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I got it memorized.
You're gonna have to pull it from memory.
This is gonna be Draper. So Draper on Thanksgiving.
I'll pull it up
November 23rd,
so that I can back you up.
And this one starts super early. Like I said, this one, I think the 10K starts at 7 a.m. and then the 5K starts at 7:45.
It's 7:30 is when it kicks off. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, boy, that is early. A lot earlier than the other ones. Mm-hmm. But I love this because it's Utah Food Bank.
Yeah, yeah. This is the Utah Human Race is sponsored by Utah Food Bank. All of the entry fees are going to go support it, and they actually have a goal on the website, and it shows you they're at 54% of their goal.
So they're trying to raise about $16,000, I think, is what their goal is, which is a good amount of money. I mean, $16,000 worth of food,
right?
When you can kind of get it in bulk, and you know, the Utah Food Bank, they are really good at kind of finding food deals, and like they buy in just this absurd bulk, and so the price of the food comes down real fast.
Right.
So $16,000
will go a long way.
Oh my gosh, they are experts in that. So.
So you know you're going to be supporting a good cause when you have your donation, and when you purchase your registration, you get to see that little goal bar just jump up a little bit.
Yep.
And this one also people dress up.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you can dress up
awesome.
in any Thanksgiving gear you see fit.
That's cool. I love the dress-up stuff, but here's a little tip. If you're going to dress up, keep your legs free.
Yeah.
Because if you have like a dress or something or any kind of fabric that's down around your legs, it becomes like a giant sail.
Yeah.
And you're just going to hate your
Or
life.
Anything that's irritating, like lace or something that'll be
Give yourself every advantage. One other tip that I've got for the Utah Human Race, and actually, from what I noticed, every race that we talked about, there are two different prices. There's a price if you register online in advance, and there's a separate price if you register day of.
Yeah.
So if you want to save, you know, between $5 or $10, depending on the race, make sure you register early.
Yeah, go online and register now. You could also go to a website. I think it's called Running. USA.com. I had it up until Ethan's computer died on me. But it shows all the races in your area. You can narrow it by zip code, find the dates and any filters that you need. It's really great. So get out there and get active.
You know who loves 5Ks? Kids.
Kids do.
Because it's not that far. Mm-hmm. Like, it sounds far.
Well,
but it's not that far.
And a lot of these ones have the kids options, like the Gobbler or the 1K. Mm-hmm. Human Race also has the Fun Run, which is for kids.
That's right, yeah.
The Draper one, the 1K, also had a magician section, so for the kids after their 1K.
That's cool.
So look up all these. There's going to be a lot of cool activities for kids.
Nice.
Get them out and active before they guzzle the turkey and desserts
and the
eat a lot of
and the yams with the marshmallows.
The yams and marshmallows.
It's a great holiday.
Yeah.
As long as we don't pretend it's something it's not.
Yeah.
Which is sophisticated.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We also hope that you get out there and take advantage of some of these races. Get active, get out there in your community, support a good cause before you do take on those calories.
That's right.
All right. Get out there and enjoy your Utah.